Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. We're studying command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing, the Messiah. God creates and then delegates His authority to man. Authority is in His name. The rulership of Satan. Well, and in the Garden of Eden, Adam was the god of this world. And did you ever think about the fact that when Cain killed Abel, it wasn't against the law? There was no law.
That's right.
So the first five books of the Bible are called the law. Well, isn't this amazing? There had to be a law. Now, under that, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Now remember, in the United States, the Liberty Bell came from the great jubilee in the book of Numbers, or Leviticus. So on the Liberty Bell of the United States was Leviticus 25:10. Let liberty ring throughout the land.
Amen.
And I'll remind you, class, they rang it until they broke it. Amen. Now, Deuteronomy 8:18. Are you there? Don't just pick a verse out. Verse 11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments. His what?
Commandments.
Think what he commanded. In his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that when thou hast eaten and are full, and built goodly houses and dwelt therein, your herds and your flocks multiply, your silver and your gold is multiplied, and that thou hast multiplied, and thine heart be lifted up, and forget the Lord thy God. Now come on down here to 18th verse. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto the fathers, as it is this day. Power to get wealth.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Forgive me, class. This wasn't on the outline, so I'm having to.
This book of Deuteronomy is the second telling of the law.
Yes.
It's the second telling to a generation that was not in Egypt. They were born in the wilderness. The first group didn't go in because of their unbelief. Mm-hmm. So Deuteronomy, we have Deuteronomy because he's telling them their history.
Yes.
And their assignment.
Yes.
For this next generation so that they don't do what their forefathers did.
That's right. But you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. That he may establish his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking blood here.
That's right.
The blood of animals, the blood of circumcision, and then the sinless blood of Jesus that ratified it all.
Yeah.
Well, Now, we've talked about the command authority and all that. But what? It didn't say anything there about prosperity. Wasn't there. Now, if you go to the 28th chapter mm-hmm. of Deuteronomy.
Blessing and cursing.
It's the blessing of Abraham. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say anything about prosperity. I like what Creflo Dollar said. He said it's part of the pie.
That's right.
I like that. It's not the main part of the pie, but it's an essential part of the pie. So, that was in the first covenant. Let's go to second.
Yes.
The third letter of John. I'm reading from the Classic Amplified. The elderly elder of the church addresses this letter to the beloved esteemed Gaius, whom I truly love. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Your soul is your mind, a prosperous mind. Mm-hmm. Your will, well, that's easy. Your will, the will of God. His word is his will.
Mm-hmm. Let this mind be in you.
Let this mind be in you.
Yes, sir.
He said, I pray that you prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul prospers. A prosperous soul. A prosperous mind. And prosperous thinking. Mm-hmm. And my mother and dad were always very positive people. So I was not taught a negative way of thought at all. And when I was just a young boy, we were living there in Abilene, Texas, and someone called and said, we're going to fly Mr. Wooten's airplane. Would you and your son like to go? Well, that was the Wooten Hotel and Wooten Furniture and so forth. And he had a little small Lockheed. If you want to just look up Amelia Earhart and the Lockheed that she flew, and that's what we were in that day. And I was in the right seat, and the man flying it looked over there at me, and he said, don't you touch anything. Well, I was finally going to get off the ground. I said, now, this is a prosperous mind. We were walking across the tarmac. And I dropped my dad's hand. I never heard of Mark 11:23. I said, Daddy, I'm going to do that. He said, what? I said, I'm going to fly airplanes. He said, boy, you can do it. He planted that in me. Boy, you can do it.
He blessed it.
Yes, he did.
Your father blessed.
Yes, he did.
Your confession.
Yes, he did.
And that's what caused it to take root in you.
Yes.
So
that prospered my soul, and I hung on to it, and I kept it, and I drew airplanes, and I looked at them, and I even tried here and there to get a little time in here, but I didn't make it until August of 1961. Wow. 4:00 in the afternoon. Now, Meacham Field, there was no DFW. It was still Meacham Municipal Airport, Fort Worth, Texas. And I did my little thing. I said 5523 echo left down touching Moco. Roger that 23 echo. Your number 8, follow a DC-3 just outside the outer market. Tell me when you got him in sight.
What's an outer marker?
They got something painted on a barn. Well, the outer marker is part of the instrument landing system, but I'd never heard of it. I said, sir, this is my first solo. Okay, 23 echo, can you hold your heading? I said, yes, sir. Can you hold your altitude? I said, yes, sir. Now, 23 echo, you see that DC-3 on final air just off your left wing? I said, yes, sir. When he passes under your wing, turn base leg. Can you do that? Yes, sir, I can do that. Had a prosperous soul. My dad prospered my soul. And that day I soloed for the first time. Yes. Hallelujah.
His words changed your life. Your father's blessing on that changed your life.
And because of that, what I didn't know, that was in August. October the 8th of that year, I would meet the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Jean Neese. Oh. See,
mm-hmm.
It came downstream. Because he was not negative about it at all. Had a prosperous soul. And my prosperous soul got me in touch with Gloria Jean Neese. And 6 months later, she was Gloria Jean Copeland. And 6 months later, both of us were born again.
Praise God.
In January 1963, baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. In 1967, second in command on the Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association airplane. See where that led to?
Yeah.
I mean, from that...
One word spoken.
In Abilene, Texas.
One word spoken.
Prospered my soul. And that set me red. I'm going to do this thing.
We're all here because of that.
Yes.
That's right.
This class, we're all here because of that one word. That was spoken. Now, if Adam was the God of this world, all of these covenants point to this next Adam who's going to come, and he's going to fulfill all of that was promised. We read it in Hebrews 11. They had never obtained the promise. So prosperity should be easier in the second Adam, who's Jesus Christ.
That's true.
It should be easier. Healing should be easier.
Because it's not a blessing, it's a property.
That's right.
I heard the Lord say that. And I was 30, and Gloria was 25. And I asked her to marry me on the first date. She said, okay, and just went in the house. I was so stunned. She said, what have I done? I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later. Last April, it was 62 years.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And she's not out of it yet. We've had a glorious time together. But what I want to point out here, my dad did not say, oh, Kenneth, no, I don't know. You kill yourself in one of those
dangerous
things. I'm afraid of him. and poisoned my mind about it. I would have done it anyway, but I would have been disobedient to my parent. So one of the Ten Commandments, I just blew it. Honor your father and your mother. The first commandment with promise. Because it was in me. And I would have tried to join the Air Force or something. No, he said, boy, you can do it. And my mind and my will, I went to work at it. I studied it. Now, the only time I had the least bit of fright in an airplane, I was flying a J model Bonanza, Beechcraft Bonanza, to pick my dad up and take him to St. Louis. And I was getting problems. Now, I'm talking about how God take care of you. I'm in the hills up in there, and so I just got my head down and got up on top. Beautiful blue sky, clouds. So I called flight service. Gave them the tail number that I listened to this. He said, do you have an instrument rating? I said, no, sir, if I did, I wouldn't be talking to you now. Listen now. He said, I am a Bonanza pilot. I thought, he said, I'm going to give you, now this little V-tailed airplane, if the propeller is going this way, it wants to pull the airplane this way and get into the clouds, and it'll do this. Then you get vertigo, you don't know what it's doing. So I'd been trained enough to get up on top. He said, I'm going to teach you the falling leaf procedure. He said, I fly a Bonanza. And the falling leaf procedure worked.
Amen.
And I broke out and landed right next to Sikeston, Missouri. So I went in and called the phone. He said, is everything all right? I said, yes, sir. He said, get your instrument rating. I said, I'm going to do that. So I did. And now I've been, you know, flying all these years.
This reminds me of a verse, Brother Copeland, 2 Corinthians 4:13, and I know you know it. We having the same spirit of faith.
Same spirit of faith.
According as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak.
Yes.
That's coming. That's a quote from Psalm 116.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Lord because he's heard my voice and my supplications, because he's inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, I'll call upon him as long as I live. Verse 10, I believe, therefore I have spoken.
Ooh.
Now, that Hebrew word is a word called debar in Hebrew. Spoken is debar. That's an interesting word. It means, it's 2,600 times in your Bible. It means to speak so that the universe comes in order the way you want it to.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's authority.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
I speak to make the universe come in. That man happened to be, coincidentally, a Bonanza pilot. Wasn't it coincidence?
No, it wasn't a coincidence.
He was positioned.
God saw that before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what I was going to do and what I'd at that time. And so, it was in my heart to fly airplanes. And I couldn't figure out just why I wanted to do this. I'd go to Air Force ROTC, and I couldn't stay with it. And I said, Lord, what is it? He said, I want you flying for me. Well, listen to what he said. I want you to introduce aviation to my preachers.
That's it.
Because I have preachers that don't think they should even have a decent car. He said, I had to turn the development of it over to the heathen because they would develop it. He said, I've had these things for my people and they rejected them. And that's the reason I put it in you to fly. So you could fly for me. And so you could introduce aviation to my people who are called by my name. So that they can travel safely. Mm-hmm. What do you mean safely? Oh, come on. Do you have anybody when you're driving down the highway saying, license plate number 245, would you turn just a little bit to the left? There's a semi-trailer that's about to hit your car in the back end. No, you're sitting along there. I got the hungries for you. Lord, I don't like that station.
Or nowadays they're on their cell phone.
Yeah.
While they're going down the road.
It is the safest way to travel. Flying is a discipline. Mm-hmm. And safety is an attitude.
That's good.
You don't fly without a checklist. There was a man going to fly Jerry Savelle somewhere, and Jerry knew how to fly. And then he had a Beechcraft Baron. And he was going to fly him someplace, and they were out. And he was doing his run-up. Jerry said, where's your checklist? Oh, he said, I have it memorized. I don't use it anymore. Jerry said, just turn around and take me back to the ramp. What? Any man doesn't use a checklist, probably doesn't use his Bible either.
Ooh.
Guess where he got that? This is my checklist right here.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have certain scriptures memorized, no. Because I have certain scriptures, I read them this morning as I shaved my face. The Ten Commandments. Isaiah 53. Matthew 8:14. Fulfill that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. 1 Peter 2:24. He bore my sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And this morning it hit me.
Amen.
It hit me with such force this morning. Oh, dear God. Well, we're out of time. But it struck my heart. We started when I was 30, Gloria's 25. And now the 6th of December, I'll be 88. And both of us are still strong.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be back in just a moment.
Amen.
Whether you've remained constant and confident in the face of what is happening in the world in your life, or have felt the pressure of fear try to take control of your thoughts and conversations, understanding and emphasizing the authority we have through the name of Jesus and how to use his name changes everything. In the Power of the Name package, Kenneth Copeland teaches on the foundational scriptures and revelation that taught him to use the name of Jesus since the beginning of his ministry in 1967. Included is a 6-message audio series titled Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. With a companion study guide of topical overviews, outlines, questions, and space to take notes as you listen to the teachings. As part of the family of God, you have the right to use the name of Jesus and all the power that is behind it to change habits, mindset, and the physical world around you. With the power of God released in your life through speaking the name of Jesus, your life will be transformed. There is a name that is above every other name. Request your free copy of the Power of the Name of Jesus package, an MP3 series with study guide from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a member of the family of God, you have the right and authority to use that name and walk out your victory. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Remember now, kcm.org/notes. All of these scriptures that the professor and I have used will all be in the notes and well expanded on so that you can teach from them, you can study from them, and use them. That way, it's the notes are as anointed because there are notes. So do it. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Professor Greg Stevens, and all of this class reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Amen.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.